This episode of Growth Minded is brought to you by Magic Mind. I'm so excited for this collaboration with Magic Mind, as Forbes has dubbed Magic Mind as Silicon Valley's new morning elixir. For those looking to improve their morning routine, I'd highly recommend Magic Mind for focus, energy, and productivity. Recent studies revealed that procrastination has more to do with raised levels of stress than being lazy. Most people think coffee helps them with procrastination, when instead, coffee raises your cortisol levels, causing anxiety and stress, which in return brings more desire to procrastinate. The adaptogens inside Magic Mind help reduce your stress levels so that your productivity doesn't take a hit. During the hashtag 14 Days of Magic Challenge, for each 10,000 views, the hashtag 14 Days of Magic gets on social media, Magic Mind will donate $10 towards the reforestation of the Amazon rainforest. Each 1 million views brings in $1,000 towards donations. Please use the discount code GROWTH14. Again, that's GROWTH14 when visiting magicmind.co, and follow their Instagram at magicmind for more information. Hey, welcome to another episode of Growth Minded. So in this edition, I'll be sharing some of my thoughts on happiness, relationships, and love. And a lot of that will be quotes taken from The Things That You Can See Only When You Slow Down, How to Be Calm in a Busy World by Haman Sunim. And a little bit more context on this book. It's a best-selling book, and it offers wisdom on the importance of slowing down in a fast-paced world. We live in the age of information. We're constantly getting new texts, emails, phone calls, notifications with new information, probably at like an unprecedented rate. So this book shares a path to inner peace and balance amid the overwhelming demands of everyday life. And it encourages us to notice that when we slow down, the world slowdowns with us. So the first piece is very simple. It's a very simple quote that Sunim speaks on regarding happiness. He says there's two questions that you can ask yourself that will gauge your level of happiness. One would be, do you find your work meaningful? And the second question would be, do you have good relationships in your life? So again, that first question would be, do you find your work meaningful? And then the second one is, do you have good relationships in your life? And that's food for thought. It's a simple equation, I guess, to finding happiness. I feel like sometimes the simple answers are the best answers. So finding work meaningful, and then finding and having, cultivating good relationships in your life sound like they're the key to happiness. And I would agree, having like good relationships keeps you engaged in your life. It keeps you like having things to look forward to, whether it's reconnecting with your family or friends, or even looking forward to a few friends that you might have at work too. I feel like that goes a long way. And then finding your work meaningful. I've read a few similar things too, about like the way you think about your work can really have a gauge on how persistent you are with it, and how intrinsic it becomes, I guess. So I feel like that makes sense to me. The second piece is on relationships. So I just kind of put together a bunch of good quotes here in no particular order, but this one's on relationships. And this is, again, from The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. No matter how hurt you are, you don't need to have the last word. The last word can obliterate even the good memories. If I were to engage in an argument in order to win, the only result is that someone would feel hurt. Leaving the room before the bridge is burned is a sign of maturity. Even my best friend gets annoying if I'm with her for too long. But if I see her again after a break, she is wonderful again. If we stick too close without building personal space, we soon feel trapped and burned out. So there's a lot there. I feel like that first quote resonates a lot with me. Like, you don't need to have the last word in an argument. For me, it's like there might be more important things than winning the smaller argument. I guess that comes with maturity and things like that. So I feel like you have to take a lot in stride and not overthink things. Or if things become cloudy or your emotions get a little bit heightened, even after a small argument or an argument that you didn't think was that important, one technique I'll do is like step out of the room, kind of like reassess, let my subconscious come up with a good response, and apologize usually. So, but I feel like that goes a long way. And then again, and like having personal space as well, like is probably a theme that I've had to learn myself, whether it is with family or whether it is with friends, kind of striking that balance between staying connected. We live in a hyper-connected world, and being able to disconnect. So I guess one technique that I use is just like keeping my notifications off on my phone. I don't like immediately answering texts. I usually don't answer them for a while. So if you're listening to this and I haven't gotten back to you yet, give me like 24 hours to 48 hours and I'll get back to you. Just not right now. Like, I don't like living like that where things are super important that I need to hit you back. Obviously, I'll text my girlfriend back. But it just depends. It depends on the context, that's all. But being able to strike those boundaries is important as you get older. And I think that's a pretty good quote. And then on love, similar layout here. I just kind of combine a few good quotes that I think are important. So love could be like the person that you want to end up with, or maybe love could also mean yourself or some of the close relationships that you have. So Sunim says, we can determine how close we are to somebody by asking, can I act like a little kid in front of this person? That one was really good to me. That one really sums up love. Like, I really can gauge how close I am to someone by how comfortable I am with like just being myself, opening up to them, joking, capping, whatever you want to call it. I would feel like the same way. Can I act like a little kid in front of this person? Another quote would be like, if you are hesitant, then you might have not the... If you are hesitant, then you might. So another good quote would be, if you are hesitant, then you might not have found the right one yet. Demonstrations of love are small compared to the great living. Oh, sorry. Demonstrations of love are small compared to the great thing that is hidden behind them. Am I happy to give more? Even after having given a lot? If the answer is yes, and there is no regret afterward, then that is probably love. So those are some of the highlights that I had from the things that you can see only when you slow down. If I find some more, I'll certainly add that in. This was another episode of Growth Minded. I'm your host, Ed Hayes. Until next time. Have a good one.